knows. But of course, we all know now. You, me, and everybody knows. Eric Clapton. Alelo, it's the BBC Late Show. Hello, Tony the Trucker. It's a manic Monday. It's almost 10 to 11, then I'm Steve White. On the Late Show, now after 11, no trending tonight, because instead we're going to be catching up with our international man of mystery, Mr. Andy Mossack. Now, if you're new to the programme, Andy is an independent travel journalist who roams the globe, reviewing hotels, taking part in unusual local customs, sampling the best food and drink that's on offer. He then gives us a call just to rub it in. We have to guess where he is from the clues provided. So the first clue to come from Andy tonight, where in the world is he? Well, this is a clue. One of the most glamorous and romantic coastlines in the world, with its cliff-top towns and hairpin turns, was once an independent republic of over 70,000 people, amassing huge prosperity through its maritime trading prowess before a tsunami destroyed its entire port and lower town in 1343. Where do you think Andy is this week? That clue again. One of the most glamorous and romantic coastlines in the world, with its cliff-top towns and hairpin turns, was once an independent republic of over 70,000 people, amassing huge prosperity through its maritime trading prowess before a tsunami destroyed its entire port and lower town in 1343. Where in the world is he? Take a guess at the text. 81333. Just put Steve at the start of your message. I don't know the answer. I'll find out for you if you're right when we speak to Andy about 11:15 this evening. So I'm Diana Ross of the Supremes. Where did our love go? It's 11:05. How are you doing? You're right. I'm Steve with you on the Late Show from the BBC. So we're going to be speaking to our independent travel guru, Andy Mossack, in the next few moments. But first, a recap of clue one. Where is he in the world? I don't know. Remember this? Right. So don't push me for the right answer. I find out the same time as you find out when we speak to him. One of the most glamorous and romantic coastlines in the world, with its cliff-top towns and hairpin turns, was once an independent republic of over 70,000 people, amassing huge prosperity through its maritime trading prowess. This is before a tsunami destroyed its entire port and lower town in 1343. Right, clue two then. This coastline is famous for producing limoncello liquor, as the region's blessed with vast amounts of lemon groves, and the town from which the coastline takes its name was one of the first centres of papermaking in Europe, having learnt the skills from visiting Arabic traders. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Call us now, 0345 303 3333 or text 81333. Just start your text with the word Steve. We'll catch up with Andy in the next 10 minutes. Get ready for that. I've got the songs and more news clues from that year coming up between 11:30 and 12. Also at the minute, trying to work out where in the world our independent travel reporter Andy Mossack is. Is it the Amalfi Coast, says David in Wigton Moor. Tom thinking the same as well. And Mary in Wakefield. Thank you for your text. It's 81333. Start your text with the word Steve once you've worked out where it is. Andy is right now, because we're going to be catching up with him in the next 5-10 minutes or so. Your second clue then that he gave us. He writes these, so I don't know where he is. I'm hopeless on geography as well. So wherever he is, it could just be, I don't know, near Morley or near Wakey, as far as I'm concerned. This coastline is famous for producing limoncello liquor, as the region's blessed with vast amounts of lemon groves. And the town from which the coastline takes its name was one of the first centres of papermaking in Europe, having learnt the skills from visiting Arabic traders. I haven't talked tonight. In for us for a few days then on the Late Show. Going to take you into Friday morning. And it's that time of the week again where we dial the number. We await the international dialing tone that indicates our international man of action is out and about. But where in the world is Andy Mossack? Now, if you're new to the programme, Andy is an independent travel journalist who roams the globe reviewing the hotels, taking part in unusual local customs, sampling the best food and drink there is on offer. wherever he is in the world, it's bound to be warmer than this flipping studio tonight. I'm going to be honest, I'm sat here with the aircon's on full heat and I'm freezing. So, Andy, before we find out exactly where you are you feeling warm at the minute?
I'm feeling very warm, Steve, actually, yes.
What have you been
very nice.
What have you been up to today?
It's been fantastic, actually. It's one of those wonderful places, you know, it's a bit Hollywood, if you don't mind me saying.
Right.
You know, that's, it's a little clue. Place that, yeah, Greta Garbo used to come down here and, you know, all the beautiful people. It's like Jackie Onassis country, that kind of thing.
Right, okay.
You go on this beautiful drive, which is about 40 kilometers long, lots of hairpin bends, and it's just the most fantastic drive you can imagine. So it's one of my favorite parts of Europe, and the old food's not bad either, mate.
So you're in Europe, we can establish that then. Well, what's the food, what food have you eaten today?
I reckon you could chow down very nicely on some buffalo mozzarella. A lovely dish called pasta con vongoli, which is with clams, pasta and clams, ricotta, and they put a nice little herb in there called flor di latte, ricotta flor di latte, which is like really nice ricotta cheese, but it's got herbs in it. And of course, it's not too far from a very famous place where the first pizza came from.
Right.
So what do you reckon? It's giving you a clue, isn't it?
Andy, I think quite a few people on the ball tonight. If you are where we're all thinking you are, Graham's got it sussed, texted 616 as hello. Tom, who's managed to work it out as well. On the phone's got Julie, also got Paul working it out. Andy, where in the world are you right now?
I'm on the Amalfi Coast. And I think a couple of people already said Amalfi, right?
Yeah, all the people I've just mentioned already said that you're on the Amalfi Coast.
Amalfi. Yeah, and it's actually on the town of Amalfi itself. So if you could imagine this fantastic coastline, and it's literally, I don't know if you've ever been around this area, Steve, but it's got like vertical cliffs plunging down into the Mediterranean and these lovely pastel-coloured villages just clinging to the sides of the rock, narrow streets and steep steps. It's really, really lovely. And there's some great towns like Sorrento, Positano, Ravello, and the great Amalfi itself, which is that town that once had 70,000 people in it, but now it's very small.
And this is southern Italy, isn't it, that you're in?
Southwest Italy, yeah. So it's just south of Naples. Great town itself, is great city, Naples. But I'm actually, it's a bit weird, actually, because I'm on top of one of this cliff overlooking Amalfi as we speak, in this incredible old convent. Well, it's actually a monastery, believe it or not, but it's called the Convento di Amalfi. And it's a 13th century monastery right on top of the cliffs. But it's now a hotel, and it's been converted into this hotel, which is everything where the monks used to be and their friars are still kind of here, but they're now rooms and the restaurant and the hallways, and it's like walking through history. And it's even the cloisters that are there is all been sort of factored into this place, and the old Franciscan church, still consecrated, still working churches here, and they have these incredible weddings. So you can imagine you've got this kind of this place with the sea behind it. What a setting.
Absolutely.
What a setting.
I mean, we know about Italy, it's very cultural. The fact that these traditional historic buildings have been converted, it's not taken away from the cultural landscape, has it?
Not at all. It's just beautiful. I mean, you know, you're walking along where the sort of where the monks, they call it the monks' walk, actually, and it's just got bougainvillea all around it. You know, it's a really lovely thing. And it's kind of just fits in beautifully with this coast, I must say. There's all those 13 towns along this stretch of road are just kind of just beautiful. They're like postcards, you know, and it's one of these places, to be honest, where I think tourists have, it sort of meets tourist expectations. You know, these places get bigged up too much when you're a tourist. And when you get there, you feel a bit let down because you think, oh, you know, it's not really what I thought. But Amalfi is, you know, it's just breathtaking. And if you've got someone you want to take away for a romantic weekend, I'd say you can't really go wrong with this.
Is it popular with tourists from around Europe, or is it more popular with local tourists from Italy?
Listen, I'd say that there's a lot of British here, a lot of Americans too, because, you know, the Americans, I mean, you just, there is a Naples in Florida, and it's not quite the same. The Naples here is just a little bit different. You've got Pompeii, you've got Vesuvius, of course, you know. I mean, it's just incredible. That Naples Bay is just something else. And the bay around here, just also by Amalfi, is beautiful. And I walk down Amalfi. You know, you can get – it only takes you 15 minutes for walking from one end to the other of Amalfi. It's so small. But it's all very compact, and you've got these lovely little twisty, narrow lanes. And it's just great. You know, you just sit on the side of the harbour and eat a gelati and wow. I don't know. How bad is that, eh? It's not bad, is it?
Are there other things to do in nearby towns and villages then, like boat excursions, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, Capri is an island which is obviously very romantic too, and you take boat rides out to there. Which is pretty special. And I'm actually going hiking tomorrow morning. I've got the missus with me, actually, to be honest. She's here with me this week. And we're going to take a three-hour hike all around the clifftops. And we'll end up probably going to Ravello, which is a very, very nice town. And we might just make it back in time for a swift bit of red wine. Why not?
Well, if it's been made, then why should you waste it? Absolutely not.
Exactly.
What kind of price would we be looking at, Andy, for a general week somewhere like that?
Well, normally it's slightly different at the moment because the euro is a little bit challenging for us. But, you know, you can get some really nice deals at the moment, particularly out of season, because we're coming now to the end of the real mad season. Everyone's gone back to school. So I'd say between now and the next 2 or 3 weeks, you could get some really good deals, and particularly the low-cost airlines going into Naples pretty frequently. And then it's just a 90-minute car ride away. So it's good value right now. Yeah. Of course, you can eat pasta. You go out and have a nice pizza or pasta. It really doesn't cost much at all, does it?
I've never been to Italy. How does it compare, eating genuine, authentic Italian food compared to the Italian food we get here in the UK?
Well, you know, they do it a little bit differently here, because here you start off with antipasti, so that means before the pasta, and it's always nice, you know, you get cold meats and cheeses and stuff like that. And then you have your pasta meal, which is the pasta dish, which is kind of, you know, spaghetti, or it's lasagna or some other type of pasta. And then you have a main dish, which is like, could be meat or chicken or fish. And then you have dolce, which is sweet. You know, so they always do four courses, and you know, it's got to be done. It's got to be done, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. Again, if they've gone to the trouble, then you know, we know where in the world you are, Andy. Why are you there then at this moment?
Why not? Indeed,
I suppose.
I've always liked to uncover new places, and to be honest, this hotel is something special, and it's really unusual. And when you find something like this, I've got to sort of go and check it out. So I'm here really just to see how they could turn a monastery into a hotel.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, that's primary, but why not? And the rest of the time, I haven't been back to this coastline for about 5 or 6 years, so it was good to come back and see it.
Well, Andy, it's my first time chatting to you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time on the Amalfi Coast, and we'll catch up with you again next Thursday.
Indeed, mate. Take you, sir.
Thanks, Andy. You, Andy Masrock, our independent travel guru on the Amalfi Coast tonight. I sit and wait.